Ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis Strong, a New Orleans boy, getting to, you know, to tell you about a New Orleans musician that's really going to give you a treat, telling you about some of the good old days, and in fact, he's going to tell you about the beginning of jazz, way back there. So whatever Jelly Roll Morton says in this recording, which is a long playing disc by the name of Circle, and they tell me that he has 17 of these, which called the Library of Congress. So whatever Jelly Roll says about the good old days in music, he, a pioneer, along with grand people such as Joe Oliver, Punk Johnson, Manuel Perez, Freddie Kippel, I could call him for hours. You want to just listen to him. He's the boy that played in Lula White's Mahogany Hall. So anybody knows anything about jazz at all, I think Jelly Roll can tell you. And what he says, London here. Dig this.
Well, what about some more scat songs that used to sing way back then?
Oh, I'll sing some scat songs. That was way before Louis Armstrong's time. By the way, scats is something that a lot of people don't understand, and they begin to believe that the first scat numbers was ever done was done by one of my hometown boys, Louis Armstrong. But I must take the credit away, since I know better. The first man that ever did a scat number in history of this country was a man from Vicksburg, Mississippi, by the name of Joe Sims, an old comedian. And from that, Tony Jackson and myself and several more grabbed it in New Orleans and found it was pretty good for an introduction of a song.
Of course, Mr. Jelly Roll, I'll just have to take time out and kind of let you pause a minute while I explain this situation about scat. I don't think I'll let you get away with this, because you're my boy, and I know you like to brag a lot about yourself. I, me, this, that. But you must remember that when I dropped that paper that day at the OK Recording Company in Chicago during the recording of Heebie Jeebies, I didn't even know you. I only heard of Jelly Roll Morton, and I was nothing but a baby when you left. In a way of speaking, you, I think you left New Orleans in 1915, and I was only 15 years old, and I didn't even run across you at the time. And this old comedian, who all the mother you mentioned, I still say that if I did copy scatting, as you trying to rudely put it, you know, all due respect to your ability and the diamond in your tooth and all that, but still in all, I still say that it's a coincidence if it ever been claimed before. And I never heard anyone say in New Orleans even the word scat. I didn't think they used that word. They must, if they did that kind of musical gesture, it must have been another name, because scat wasn't even mentioned until after that recording was made. And Mr. Foreign, the president of the OK Recording Company, said, well, Louis Armstrong, this is where scat was born. I said, yeah, okay. Thank you, Mr. Foreign. Now, if you claim that you and some other old summage that has done that 40 years or 50 years ago, why, I still say it's a coincidence. Now, we didn't commercialize on it, and did nobody get paid for it other than the recording of Heebie Jeebies. So whatever you claim, I don't claim. But I don't agree with you when you said that you and Tony Jackson, Tony Jackson been dead damn near 30 years. You've been out of New Orleans over 50 years and out of circulation. You never did make records till after 1925. Chicago until 1925. And I had been in Chicago making records, and at the time I met you, I was doubling from the Vendome to the Sunset. The Vendome was a theater of silent pictures that was playing the Royce and Tate Symphony Orchestra, and over the Sunset with Carol Dixon Orchestra. And when you got to Chicago, young man, everything had been done before. So I just want to make a little correction there, because after all, I'm still in the business, and you 6 feet under the ground, young man. So don't hand me that. Well, okay, carry on. Here we go. No hard feelings, but I just couldn't let you get away with that, you know? So whatever you have to say from now on, more power to you, Daddy. You're still a great man.